You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Night out, always turning heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do.
Pardon me, madam, I'm not being random. This is more or less a destined attraction. You flying, I'm showing the flies on the water. Your flight is above what an insect can handle. Get it, how you live it. The ground is for critters, the sky is for winners. Dirt is for losers, I'm not about to eat it. Unless that I hear that your game's undefeated. Ascension is intimate. Ay, up on a Tuesday, I know that you feeling this. Chocolate Sunday. Ay, ninja to fruit, so I kill it organically. Kill with my cinema, not in the matinee. Oh well, I'm not into manatees. King of the forest, in love with my destiny. Go tell your friends, you'll be part of the history. Ay, ay, open the safe. Crazy, got a lock on the game. Marion Dawn's, keep up with my pace. Never gonna sweat any other's technique, cause that's not important to me. I'm more concerned about it. You and I should go on a date. If not, then we'll fly out and try outer space. And take a night out. You deserve a night out on the town. Night out. You can spend the night at my house. Night out. Always turning heads with the crew. You should spend the night out in my town. You won't regret it if you fly out. You should spend the night out in my town. You should you won't regret it if you fly out. Night out, spend the night out in my town. You should fly out. Fly out, night out, spend the night out in my town. Fly out, you won't regret it if you...
Well, hello everyone. Good evening.
What up though?
My name is Chrissy Mack.
And I'm Berkeley.
And we are Closet Conversations.
I like your voice tonight. Oh, sexy.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate
this
that.
This is a sexy topic, though.
It's a much needed topic. So, thanks for listening, everyone. Like I said, we are here today, and this topic is very important, not only just in the Black community, but in all communities, because life insurance is so very needed. So, yes, our topic of today is insurance, being insured, and, you know, what are the proper steps, you know, to getting life insurance. And, you know, we're just going to ask a bunch of questions to our guests, which are Michigan licensed insurance agents. I'm also a Michigan licensed insurance agent as well, if people didn't know that. Yeah. So we are going to start off with introductions, but first, shout out to our sponsors.
Shout out to our sponsors. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.
Shout out to Cardinal Home Healthcare, Elite Shoppers, and Diamonds Body Care.
Thank you. Thank you for your support and your sponsorship. All right. Well, first, we will do ladies first. Let's go over here to my far left. We have Miss Stephanie Harris.
Hello. Hello, everyone. This is me, Miss Stephanie Harris, also known as the insurance lady.
How long have you been with your insurance company?
I've been with my company for 3 years now. I'm actually celebrating my 3-year anniversary the 1st of March.
Congratulations.
So, yes. Thank you very much. It's a blessing to be able to help people and get paid to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, Stephanie and I, we work side by side together. So it's definitely been an honor and a pleasure of working with this sister. She is so motivating. She keeps me encouraged when I'm out there in the field. And, you know, she helps me see the need that, you know, the most important thing is to protect the families, get them the coverage that they need for their families. So thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Nice. All right. So over here across from me would be my actual, my Ace Boone Cone. He managed me and he has trained me to, you know, to be one of the rising new agent.
The rising.
The queen. The rising
new agent. And introducing Christopher Bill Perch.
Thank you, Crystal. Glad to be here, guys. And honestly, Crystal is being very, very, very reserved when she's talking about herself. She's a phenom, up and coming. Can't wait to see the stuff that she's going to do with us.
Yes.
Thanks. Yeah. So how long have you been with insurance company?
I've been with my insurance company now for actually, what is it? What's today? The 19th, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tomorrow will be my 1-year anniversary.
Woo! I know, right?
Yeah. So love it. Every single minute of it. Just like Stephanie said, it's a beautiful thing to be able to protect these people. And it's great, honestly, to know that in their worst time of their life, in the darkest hour of their life, that they're going to appreciate it. They may not appreciate it when they sign the paperwork. They may be a little disgruntled when they have that monthly premium comes out and they're like, okay, dang it, why am I spending this? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I pretty much can guarantee that when something does happen, they're going to look back and be like, dang, I'm really happy I sat with that guy and I'm really happy that guy took care of me. So in their darkest day, I hope to be like their biggest hero. That's nice. My goal.
Nice. I love it. Well, thank you for joining us, Chris.
My pleasure.
All right. So our next person that is here, last but not least, is Mr. Raymond Molden.
Ray.
All right, just call me Ray.
Ray. All right.
Call me
all right.
Ray, because I'm right. Saved the insurance today.
Right. I like that.
Well, welcome. You can tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Yeah, well, I own the Molden Agency located in Oak Park, and I've owned that agency for the last 5 years. We've got about 2,000 customers on the roster and 5 employees on the books, and continue to grow, trying to help families in the southeastern Michigan area.
He was my agent before.
Excellent. Nice. Yeah. Well,
thank you
for joining us.
I got a little record though, so we had to switch it up. But we'll talk about that.
You ain't the only one, but I can't talk about that kind of stuff.
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Okay. Off here.
No, why not here? Okay. Come on, let's do it.
Okay. Let's talk about insurance. Life insurance. I'll have a little personal story. My mom died of bone cancer when I was 18 months. She was 30 years old. But she was so on top of her shit that she made sure she had life insurance through her job and additional, you know, life insurance for myself, her only child. So when she did leave, I was financially, you know, stable, and my dad was as well, and sent money to my aunt. So, I mean, I absolutely understand the importance of being insured. I received life insurance when Brayden was 2, before my DUI. So that's mine.
Mine too.
Okay.
So, samesies.
I heard that.
Let me have a piece
if
of that.
I hadn't,
you want a piece?
It does look good. Look at that.
Okay. I know. Just break me off something.
If I hadn't done it then, many insurance agencies would have denied me because I look like I'm high risk. So
hold on. You look like you're high risk.
I am high risk.
Oh, okay.
In the eyes of insurance.
Right.
Right. How do you look like you're high risk?
I guess. I am high risk.
I can't give her life insurance.
Well, underwriting is black and white.
I mean, I probably look like I'm high risk too, but
you
anyway.
Know what? You know what? Anybody can be insured. Anybody. Nah, you know, I'm going to take that back. Okay, just back it up. Back it up one time.
Okay.
Now.
Felonies. Can you be insured with a felony?
Yeah, you're about to kill over.
Okay.
You can't be insured.
Right.
Terminal illness, you can't.
Right. But everybody else, we got you.
Mm. Yeah, well, you're just going to pay the price, though. Trust me. You'll pay for it.
Well, but you can be insured, right?
You can be insured. You need it.
And what it's all about is taking care of your loved ones.
Exactly.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave, are you insured?
You can date a supermodel if you've got enough money. I mean, that's...
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know? How much you need for that?
Amongst other things.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
That's very, very important. Because myself, I'm uninsurable.
Really?
Yeah. I had a spinal surgery, and I take Norco every day. I also take 4 heart pills, as well as I'm technically over the weight guidelines for my height. Mm. So... legally, technically, I'm uninsurable, but once again, I had some insurance in place for my first career. When I retired, I did have a little extra where I paid outside of, but if I wanted to get some now, I don't qualify. So thank God I had the foresight to put in place something for my children before I ended up getting sick.
Okay.
So that's my whole message is get it while you can, because mm-hmm. even me being the insurance lady, I'm uninsurable.
Mm.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. But I know my expiration date. What? I don't need that till I get ready to leave this place.
No.
I don't have to waste that money on insurance.
No, you don't know. Tomorrow's not promised to anybody. I just lost a friend the other day.
You know what? I know.
Yeah.
I'm the one person on this earth that knows.
No, nobody
knows. I have those kind of people talk to me all
right.
the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm all the time.
Right.
Or I don't want to take on any extra bills.
Well, they get that $2.5 for $30 they can take on this bill.
Mm-hmm. No, but I can put some 20s on my ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Yeah.
Insure that cell phone, right. though. Get the new cell phones. Was it iPhones? I don't have one.
You know what? You just made a valid point, Jess. That was a valid point. Can you say that again?
Oh, insurance on your cell phone, but not on your life?
A lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. They have insurance on their cellular phones, and you're not guaranteed to lose or break that phone.
The kids' cell phones, too.
Mm-hmm. You'll have insurance on your car, but you're not guaranteed to crash that car or that car to be stolen. You'll have insurance on your home, but that's not guaranteed that your house will catch a fire. But you will not insure yourself, and 100%, 2 times for sure, you will die one day.
Mm. No, my favorite thing is playing off that, Stephanie, is by law, you have to have homeowners insurance.
Yeah.
By law, a lot of places, if you're renting, you have to have renter's insurance. Mm-hmm. And by law, you have to have car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guaranteed to burn down a home, Stephanie?
No.
Ray, you guaranteed to total your car?
No.
Are you guaranteed to have somebody break into your apartment if you're renting it?
No.
We're all guaranteed to die, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
So people only do things if they're forced to do things. Yeah. They don't have the foresight to think that, hey, this is 100% guaranteed to happen. Because I promise you, in America, there's only 2 things that are guaranteed, taxes and death. And
that's true.
They're both horrible. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
True. Yeah, absolutely.
True.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, it all depends on who you are.
What?
Some people just don't pay taxes, right?
I just heard about that.
Right.
How many billions was that they don't have to pay taxes for?
$11.2
billion.
Right. That's the business, though. He still has to pay his personal taxes.
Well, and I'm sure the divorce will hurt, too. That's mm-hmm.
that's, oh, yeah, that's
more
that's
of a personal
the one who
tax.
Was
how
cheating.
Do you parlay into that side conversation? How do you get divorced and become the richest woman in the world and overnight?
Wow,
that's impressive.
No. Who is this?
Jeff Bezos and his wife.
Yeah.
Well,
owner of Amazon.
Oh, nice. Oh, he's divorcing his wife?
Oh, no, she's divorcing him.
Oh, yeah.
She's going after that money, and she's going to get half of it. So I think she's going to be worth like $65 billion or something like that.
Damn. Also, since we brought up divorce, know who your beneficiaries are, because a lot of you have insurance through your occupations and different companies, whereas a divorce decree from the judge will let you know that you need to relinquish all life insurance policies or change beneficiaries. And some of you haven't done so, which means you have a full-blown relationship with somebody else.
Damn.
And if something were to happen to you, you haven't taken the time to change your beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a real tricky situation, because
sure
life insurance doesn't automatically go to your spouse. It goes to the person named on the beneficiary. Line. So
policy.
Take your time to call your representative as soon as you wake up tomorrow. Matter of fact, if they're personal like me, you can call me now. 313-231-2813.
She's not going to answer right now, though, but you can send her a text message.
What you can do is check and see, order a copy of your policy, and check and see who's your beneficiary, because updating your beneficiary is nothing but a signature away.
But don't all that sound like work to me.
But I understand.
I'm going to understand. It's confusing.
Well, Mr. Ray, you understand, but I thank you for pulling it out of me. It's just calling your representative of your company. Like Mr. Ray said, you can give them a call, and what they'll do is they'll just form, you sign, and you change your beneficiary, because there's no need for, when that time comes, the person who's you're living with, it depends on your income, to not be able to have your final expenses or either be able to pay the bills after that.
Would you advise leaving it to, like, your children?
No, leaving it to your children, 9 times out of 10 are going to trust or probate. I would definitely leave it to the person that's going to raise my child, because all while that child's growing up, they're going to need finances. Prom is a production now. How many of you guys know prom is a production?
I make prom dresses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so prom is a 100% almost $10,000 affair now. Mm-hmm. And so your child is going to need that money for prom. They're going to need that money for college education fund. And they're also going to need your income, because the thing is the lights, the gas, the telephone, the car note, the house note, the mortgage, that don't stop. Your heart might have stopped, but those bills don't stop. So you need to make sure you leave something in place for income protection, as well as mortgage protection, as well as final expenses and for your children's education. So you can call me, Stephanie Harris, anytime that you would like to, and I can help you put that in place.
And a playoff what Stephanie said regarding probate, a lot of people think, oh, it's fine, it's no big deal. They can make it a few months. Guys, honestly, in best case, when it comes to probate, usually the shortest period of time is about 2 months. Honestly, in big cases, when you're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars worth of life insurance, you're looking at years. And if you're talking about your child or your significant other being able to make it through that, the chances are probably pretty slim. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys have a pretty nice house, or even if it's just a one income family, if that goes away, being able to pay the rent, like Stephanie said, the car notes, the insurance payments, the insurance payments you have to pay.
Exactly.
Everything like that.
Right.
Oh, income protection is a beautiful thing.
Check this out. Here's the statistics on that. So 50% of the people who pass who have life insurance, 50%, the spouse gets married twice as fast, okay, when they don't have any life insurance. What's that mean? Sister girl can't make it without you, brother. Without that check coming in, she ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and brother man down the street going to be looking at us and, right. Hey, I can help you mow that line, because it's going to start getting tight around the house.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Bottom
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely. That's right.
And you know what? The guy's going to be the first one to go anyway. Statistically proven.
Yeah, it is.
Now, what happens with that life insurance? You get that big check, and I've seen it on many occasions.
They blow it.
And it's gone. Half of the money is gone within 2 years. You heard about those people that hit the lotto, right?
Mm-hmm.
$500,000. Ooh, man, I'm rich. Huh. How do you party and blow that kind of money in a couple of years? Half of it is gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hear pro athletes, all this money. We are not geared with the tools to handle that. We are not. We have a policy currently that will pay you a monthly check for those who can't handle that money.
Yep, yes. We do the same thing.
Yes.
Yep, right. That's what's on.
For that exact reason right there.
Yeah. But, you know, when people hit the lotto, they ride up the lance and what they say, I want all my money right now. Give it here because I know what to do with it.
It's my money and I want it now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, JG Wentworth, calm down over there.
So that's the real deal.
Do you see more, hey, y'all, life insurance, tune in. Do you see more black people without life insurance? Because I see a lot of GoFundMe. I don't know if I just follow a lot more black people than other races. If somebody passed, they didn't have life insurance, GoFundMe for my cousin, Mookie, who knew he was in the streets that probably should have probably had some life insurance. But anyway.
That's hard to say, because obviously there is a difference in the population in this country. You know, if you break down the demographics, about 12% is Hispanic, Latino, 12% is African-American, black. And about 60% is what you would consider white. So it's really hard to say who has more. But personally, like I was talking to you before we got on air, Jessely, is that the black community actually sees the need for it more, because unfortunately they are affected by it more. And for things such as heart disease and things like that, it does genetically affect the black community more than it does the white community. And unfortunately, I hate to be the person that brings it up, but the urban community sometimes isn't the nicest on people that live in the community. Mm-hmm. Things can be quite dangerous. Mm-hmm. And so they definitely do see the need more. Unfortunately, in certain situations, they don't set the money aside to make sure that they can afford it. They would rather go put wheels in the rim.
It don't bling. I can't wear it to the club. I don't need
Look,
it.
I can put your life insurance policy inside of a glitter box. Call me, Stephanie Harris. <Harris. laughs> We're pretty bows on it. I can even make it vegan whistle for you if you like it. Just
right,
get it.
Right,
but the,
right,
just right, to right, piggyback off you, Chris, mm-hmm. My area is Detroit. I am 100% strictly dedicated to making sure it's insurance in the urban community. Okay. I go into a lot of people's houses, just like Chris said, they do feel the need. Mm. A lot of people in the black community do feel the need. It's just that they don't qualify. Mm. It's a lot of stipulations, like if you've just caught a record, if you're on probation, you're on parole, you know. Mm. And, you know, a lot of people in a lot of communities, I'm not picking that it's black. I'm not going to say it's white, Hispanic. The first thing they do is they child cough two times, they run to the doctor three times, and then they jump them on Social Security. Stop setting your children up for failure in the future. Stop setting your kids up, putting them on Social Security at an early age, which makes their rates higher if they qualify. If not, they don't qualify. What you're doing is you're trying to secure your pocket for right now, but you're hurting their future. So the thing is I see a lot of that in the black community. I see the Social Security part, which makes the children uninsurable. I see where they have the money. They just don't see the need, because I know you guys are paying $30 for that 2.5. I'm going to say that one more time. Mm-hmm. You have the money for your strip clubs. You got the money for your fake Cartier glasses or your real Cartier glasses. You have the money for
All-Star Weekend. That's where I just left. It was a whole bunch of people walking around there, I'm sure, without life insurance.
Thanks for
Super
the
Bowl,
invite.
Y'all right. went to Atlanta right. for Super Bowl, and I bet you like half of y'all didn't have no life insurance.
Right.
That part.
But you can afford it. You mm-hmm. need this. Your family needs you to know that you need this. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, just start small. Have something instead of nothing, and mm-hmm. gradually grow with your life insurance policy. Set 15 right. days after your children are born, put a policy on them.
I was about to ask that question. GoFundMe.
I have GoFundMe.
Well, that's
I don't have
good.
To worry about that.
Well, my logo.
My peoples are very mean. My peoples give. Will get that.
My mama got a policy on me.
Oh, my God. Say that again for me.
Your mama going to burn you, put you in a pine box, and pocket the rest.
Say that for me again.
Your mama going to burn you and put you in a pine box and pocket the rest and go get her a Chanel bag.
And because, go get her hair done, her nails done, too.
Okay. Yeah. All that.
Because your mama too. Got a policy on you. Your mother's policy on you is not the policy you need to have in place for the protection of your children's financial future. That is your mother's policy.
That was the protection you needed as a child when she was taking care of you if something happened.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's not the protection that you need when you have your own children or have a wife or a significant other in payments. That's not that $20,000 that your mom took out.
What'd you say $20,000? My mother called me up a year and a half ago. She said, "Son, I still got this life insurance policy." I said, "Well, really, you do? I had it for the last 40 years. Really, you do?
How much is it worth?
How much is it? It's $2,000.
Oh,
exactly.
I said, "Mama, I have two policies, okay? My first policy is $250,000.
That's right.
I'm Premier Elite. Well, I was Premier Elite. So it was a dollar a day, mm-hmm. okay? But at $250. Now I have an additional $1 million on top of that. Mm-hmm. You know what? If I leave here, everybody good.
That's right.
Make sure you got my name in there.
Yeah, Ray,
okay.
Am I good?
They're good. They're good.
Just he said, back, Ray, okay? Write right. me on there.
All right. Hey,
but I do want to touch base where you talked about, you know, the difference in the communities between like the white and the black community mm-hmm. and seeing the need and mm-hmm. coverage and things mm-hmm. like that. I'll be the first to tell you, white people think they have it all figured out.
Really? Mm-hmm.
You'll sit down with them and be like, "Nope, I'm good. I've got a financial advisor and I put this much money away and I do all this."
Why you got to be the Eddie Murphy white guy voice?
Because it's a very actual, it works very well.
Is it through their job, though?
Oh, my God. That's the first, you know, and I will tell you that right now. That's the first thing I get from the white community. I've got it through my job.
But I got fired.
You guess what you don't have anymore?
All right.
Back to life insurance.
Right. No, but so it's like, to you know, come if you want to get away from talking about, like, their need. What we see when we're sitting down with folks is when I sit down with folks and I'm in Detroit and I primarily work in Ypsilanti, which is a primarily black area.
Absolutely.
The people see the need for it. I go on the south side of 94, which is primarily white people, mm-hmm. and you get so much pushback. They don't think they need it. They think they got enough coverage. They're putting money into savings. And what they don't realize is a lot of the times if you're putting money into a 401k and things like that, well, guess what? If you're not a certain age, you're going to get penalized for taking money out early. Mm-hmm. So why would you take and get penalized taking money out early to take care of something when you can pay into something that's post-tax and the money you get back from it is tax-free as well. So for all the people listening, if you didn't know, life insurance is tax-free.
That's right.
If tax you have a $100,000 policy, you're going to get $100,000, guys. And the reason for that is you're paying into it after you pay your taxes out of your paycheck and everything like that. So the money you're going to get out of it is tax-free.
Mm. Term versus whole life. I need to understand that part because I believe I have term.
Okay. So there's honestly, guys, and this is what I tell people when I sit down with them, there's about 76 different kinds of life insurance. The six of us, sorry, I didn't mean to exclude you over there. The six of us could sit here and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner together for about a week, and we still wouldn't touch base on every single type of life insurance.
Okay.
But it technically boils down into two areas. You have temporary coverage, which term falls under, and you have permanent coverage, which whole life falls under. Mm-hmm. Essentially what term means, guys, is that if you get a 10-year or a 20-year or a 30-year term, you're covered for that period of time.
It's like a lease.
Yeah, exactly. It's like leasing your car or rent.
So my family say if I get it, I think mine was 30.
Mm-hmm.
Before those 30 years, then they'll be okay.
Yep, you got a 30-year lease on your life.
$400,000.
If you want to look at it and it's...
She wouldn't work $400,000.
If you want to look at it in its simplest form and most diabolical form, you're betting on yourself to die within that time period to make sure you get money.
Absolutely.
Okay. If you don't pass away during that time period, all the money you spent is kind of, I don't want to say it, but out the window.
It's like $20,000. I did the math this morning.
Okay. But and that money's gone. You don't get the money back. It was a rental fee. It was a lease fee. Now, there's nothing wrong with term. Term is a great thing for a few simple reasons. One, you're spending small dollars. Mm-hmm. And in the event something does happen, then you get a bigger payout. Mm-hmm. So it's great for a few certain things, like income protection, like you talked about, where you didn't realize it was such a big thing. And now that you're thinking about it, it is. Mm-hmm. Mortgage protection, debt protection, things like that. It's really great for that because what it actually does is it protects those things because everybody at the age of 65, what do we want to stop doing?
Working.
We want to stop working and stop spending money. We want to stop having bills. So as long as everything's paid off right there, we really shouldn't need that term coverage anymore. You know, that's at least my outlook. Now, what whole life is permanent coverage. And whole life sounds exactly like it is. It's good for your whole life. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay a certain premium that's going to stay the same price the rest of your life. And your face value of your policy, say it's $50,000 or whatever it is going to stay the same until the day you die.
That's right.
It's permanent, 100%.
Touch on variable life.
Not really that involved with variable life. Our company really doesn't. Our company doesn't offer that. What we offer is regular whole life. Like I said, one payment the rest of your same payment the rest of your life, same face value the rest of your life. So, if by all means, if you want to touch on that, go for it.
That's a vehicle to build that will have financial value that can pay you in your retirement years.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anybody wants to know a little bit more, it's a little bit complex. However, it's another avenue.
Variable.
There's tons of different types of policies universal out there. But what you want to do is you want to sit down with a specialist, such as the people in this room, and take time and let them get to know you and answer a bunch of questions so you can find out the suitability of that individual, of what they actually need, so they can give you the right product instead of making a decision based upon price. That's the worst thing that you can do. I know if you just you don't have the money, something is better than nothing.
Well, based on a financial standpoint, who would be a good candidate for a variable life? Because it doesn't really seem like your average poor person would be, interested in variable life. Is it someone?
When you say poor, I mean, I consider my daughter to be poor. She's 27.
Poor is relative.
However, low income.
Me too.
Because she's so young,
okay,
that's a great policy. It's going to build wealth over time.
Okay.
So it really depends on, you sitting down with your specialist, getting that information, and they are determining the suitability of the product that you need. Not, hey, let me call this 800 number on TV. It's $9.99 a month. That's for me.
Guaranteed acceptance.
Bingo. No. That's not necessarily for you. I had a friend of mine who passed last year, and this is the first time that I'd ever been to a $1 million funeral. Mm. Right?
Do tell, do tell.
$1 million funeral.
All right.
I don't mean that they spent $1 million on the funeral. He had over $1 million worth of life insurance.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm talking to this dude probably 3 weeks before he passed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are laughing on the phone. We're having a good time. He had terminal cancer. We're having a good time. However, he felt comfort because he knew that everybody was going to be taken care of.
That's right.
He's taking care of his business. They're going to be good, good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing, that policy had a portion of it that can go towards his critical and terminal illness. So he got a check. So if he wanted to go to Cancer Centers of America or whatever,
that's right,
he can jump on the plane and do that.
Absolutely.
He can bring his wife, his family, everybody can come down. 20% of that policy was available for him. So over $200,000 was available for him.
Yes.
Okay. To go out and seek better care.
Mm-hmm.
Not just go down DMC or whoever.
Did he get the remaining, or did the family get the remaining balance afterwards?
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, yes.
There, you know, this is the, and this couple had been together for eons. I mean, he was, you know, late 50s. However, they were like best friends. There was not a tear in the place.
I know, that's right.
And the widow got up and spoke.
Wow.
I'm proud of her.
And that's uncommon. You
know, I've not. Does that change things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, money does change people.
Right, because but at the
they
end
were
of the
all
day,
in a good place. They had options.
Goodness. Yeah, yeah. You want to be a what?
It's better to be a blessing than a burden.
Yeah.
Right.
It's better to be a blessing than a burden.
It's always best to have options. Then, you know, I've seen the flip side of the coin, you know, where people have taken out policies and it was accidental life insurance. They thought they had a real life insurance policy.
I run into that all the time. People are like, I've got $300,000 worth of coverage. Go get me your policy.
Oh, the credit union. I have a policy with the credit union.
Right. That's that 1-800 insurance.
You have that $2,000 one that they gave you for free?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no, I pay $15 for $300,000. We good over here. Yeah, you good.
No,
you good temporarily. As long as you fall down the stairs and bump your head twice.
And speaking on the accidental that you brought up, Ray, that the guys want to going back to the essentially two different kinds of insurance. Accidental is temporary. At some point in time, pretty much any insurance company is going to say, hey, we're not going to honor your accidental anymore because, guys, let's be honest, when you're over the age of like 65, the chances that you have
clumsy.
The chances of you dying in an accident are severely reduced.
You get clumsy.
Well,
drive on the freeway with an old person who can barely see over the steering wheel.
Drive on the freeway with you.
You a speed racer stuff?
Especially in her
I used
new
to
car.
Race.
Ooh, woo,
you said you used to race?
I used to race.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, nice. I'm a daredevil. I used to do a lot of stuff that I don't do no more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Well.
It's not safe for public consumption.
Yeah. So that's another story. But what they're hitting on with the accidental, if you have what they call the financial advisors that tell you to buy term, invest the rest, I need you to go to your portfolio and see how much you've invested so far. If it's zero, I need you to get some whole life. If you are the type that says you're going to do strictly term and you're going to invest the rest or save the rest, I need you to go to your checking account or your savings account and tell me how much you got saved right now. Because if you don't have at least $10,000 saved right now, you don't have enough to pay for your final expenses in the future. Now, also what Mr. Ray just hit on, with life insurance, you have a terminal illness rider on you. I'm going to repeat that to you. Terminal illness rider. Well, they'll pay you up to half of your policy out while you're alive so you can get the better treatment. You can get the better care. Hell, you might want to do the bucket list. Bora Bora costs $50,000. I want to go to Bora Bora. But the thing is, you need to have that finances in place. So I'm not going to go on and on and on because I'm straight to the point. Find who your beneficiary is. Get you some life insurance. Stop waiting. Don't die broke. Be a blessing. Don't be a burden.
All right.
Call
I
me.
Like it.
Stephanie Harris, the insurance lady. 313-231-2813. We have a team of professionals that can help talk you through it. Now, I want you to do another thing. This is what we're going to call a test. Tomorrow is a business day. Call your life insurance company and I want you to set the timer on how long you're going to be on hold from the time you talk to somebody, from the time you call to you talk to somebody and tell them you want to make a claim. After you set the timer, then I want you to hang up and call me and tell me you need to make a claim.
Stephanie, she's like, call me. Call me.
Like Mr. Ray said, it's just best to have a personal agent.
Right.
Because if something happens to your family member, you're grieving. You need to know how to do things. You need somebody like us to come walk you through it. Right, our company, we walk you through it. Our agents come and actually give you the hand-by-hand step to making the claim, to talking to the funeral homes. Oh, speaking of that, don't go running into the funeral home talking about we got $150,000 because you will have the Aretha Franklin 100 Cadillac, pink Cadillac down grass shit funeral, honey. You make your arrangements first.
My mom had that hearse, by the way.
Stephanie, I just got to say real quick, if you keep dropping your name and number on this, I'm going to think you're the Mike Jones of the insurance world.
She is.
Mike
Stephanie
Jones.
Harris. Who? Stephanie Harris.
No, right.
Yes.
Seriously, though, make sure you don't go in there expressing how much money you have, because a lot of people, they've been used to being turned down in their life, so they just want to be accepted. So when they get to the funeral home, they want to go in there with, this is how much we have. What can you do with us? Mm-hmm. No. Don't do that. Make your arrangements first and then come and give, tell them that you have the life insurance. If they know you have a check coming, you're going to get the folder number two.
Because funeral homes are like event planners.
That's right.
Guys, the way funeral homes work is they associate love with how much money you spend. Mm-hmm. And they are pros in this game. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if you want to think about it, about the funeral home is probably the best game you can be in as far as income, because it's guaranteed, like we said. So your tax accountants and your funeral homes are probably your best money makers. But they will associate how much you love. Like, oh, you really loved your dad, or you really loved your mom.
Right.
She would really love if she was put in something like this, right?
It's gold-plated.
And they'll play it up
all
day long. And before you know it, you've got a $20,000 funeral, and it's a one-day viewing with a standard casket and a normal burial with an in-ground headstone instead of something nice. They will ring you up and run you through the ringer real quick. And on top of that, not insurance companies, but the funeral homes have no problem with taking a down payment up front of like 50% or something like that and then charging you interest on the other, because they have the right to do that.
It's 23% now?
20, I think it's the whatever the legal limit is for like credit lines, which is like 23.99% interest. They can charge you that, guys.
Yeah.
So imagine only having like 7,500 of the 15,000 you need and then taking a loan out for 7,500 with 23.99% interest. You're going to be paying on that for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
So, you know, I'm not going to step to the funeral because I don't own a funeral home. I own an insurance agency.
That's right.
So I don't know what they do.
Well, but, I do.
You do like everything else. You budget.
That's right.
You plan. You talk to your professional. You get the right advice. Deal with somebody you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I fire customers all the time. You don't want to listen to me. We can't have a conversation, then you're not a good fit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We fire
you're not
customers
a good. Yeah, you're not a good fit. So I don't need to do business with you.
That's right.
I can't take care of you. You won't let me do my job.
Mm-hmm.
You won't let me do my job.
That's
so
right.
You got to go on. You know, somebody else is going to allow me to do my job, because when that time comes, when you have that fatality accident,
mm-hmm.
when you have that death, when your house burns down, whatever may be the case, I want to know that I did my job, that I took care of you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I can look your spouse in the face and feel good about that and sleep good at night.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what it's all about.
Absolutely. So why are living wills important?
Oh.
Whoa.
Ray, you want to go? You want to give it a shot?
You know, in my office one Saturday, I did that for a friend. And, you know, we're just talking. And, you know, he said, I want him to fight. And I said, what? What?
Honey, that's not a problem.
What?
Whoa.
I want to. No, you don't. You want just to be caught up in probate for how many years?
Yeah.
Right. It's simple. It is very simple to to have a live. You know, just look. Hey, you got a couple different extensions to your family. Like I said, I'm not going into detail.
They fought over my grandma's fur coat, and she wasn't even cold.
You said they did what?
My auntie and my mom and them fought over my uncle, my grandma Burt. No lie, my right hand. They fought over my grandma Burt coat. My uncle, my right hand. They fought over my grandma Burt fur coat that my uncle George bought her. Now I said my uncle George, who was already deceased. No. They fought over her fur coat that neither one of them bought. So they will fight over something as simple as your car, your fur coat, your cell phone, your gate. I'm not going to say that because my husband's going to be mad, but I heard somebody was fighting over Gator shoes. I won't say nothing else. They was fighting over jewelry. They fight over all types of stuff. So what you have to do is you have to put a will in place.
A will in place.
Now, a living will. Now, direct advance. Directive. I got it right. I've been sipping something special in this cup, but it's a blessing to have it. If something happens to you in the hospital, you don't want to stay on life support. You need to set that in place too. In your will, if you do have a lot of life insurance, you need to set in your will who gets what, how much goes to who, and you need to have an executor of your estate put in place that can dish out the money accordingly to how you see fit it for it to go. Now, a lot of people are just living free willy-dilly, and they're not paying attention to that they have assets out here. Mm-hmm. Your 401k is an asset. Your life insurance is an asset. Your home is an asset. If it's paid off, right? It's actually a liability because the bank still owns it, but that's a whole nother story. I got insurance to pay your house off. Call me, Stephanie Harris, 313-231-2813.
What's your intake on wills?
I think they're 100% necessary.
And why is that?
I mean, they already touched base on it pretty much. Why make your family fight over everything? If you set it up beforehand and make sure everybody gets their fair share or unfair share, depending on how much you loved that person or, shall we say, disliked that person, it's 100% fair because it's the person. It's their assets, guys. It's your assets. It's my assets, whomever's setting up the will. So who's to say that, you know, so-and-so person deserves this over so-and-so person? Honestly, in working in this industry, I've seen people fall apart over a couple $1,000s worth of coverage. Is it really necessary to lose the love in a family over a couple $1,000s? If I don't want to be on life support, is it fair to me that you keep me plugged in and I'm a vegetable and people have to spend their hard-earned money to make sure that I stay alive? No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's to take care of the people that you love. And then essentially, it's also to help keep the greedy government out of your pockets. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have a will and everything set up to make sure things go the proper way, then we're talking about things going into probate. And if you owe money, taxes, IRS, anybody, whatever it may be, they can come in and start plucking things away.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go the Thunderdome route. Now at my funeral, it'll be okay. Everybody reach under your chair. That's where they will find their taser. And then last one standing gets it all.
Now, real quick, are you going to like hide a knife for somebody else or in a gun maybe for somebody else?
No, just tasers.
All tasers?
Just all tasers.
Right, okay.
Strong survive,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair. I get that. I just wondering if there was somebody you really cared about,
leverage,
advantage.
No plus
no.
one.
No. Okay. Yeah. Okay, now if I slipped you like $1,000 before you died, could I get a gun under my chair?
No, man. I told you, Thunderdome.
Okay, I'll save my money. Right. I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I know who Fenner I'm not going to.
Right.
Why not? That sounds like a great time.
Yeah, how much insurance do you have, Chris? Right.
Enough.
Talking about
my mom got me a policy.
Talking about that's a great
mama,
time.
Your mama got you a policy.
I know, she still has my policy. Because my mom's been in this industry for 38 years.
Yeah.
So
you're a legacy.
I'm a legacy. 100%. I knew the importance of it, but there's a difference between knowing the importance and feeling the importance. Because I knew the importance because I was taught the importance. This summer I lost my dad, and I realized the importance. It hit home, and I'm like, because my dad, honestly, before he passed away, had lost like 15 to 20 pounds. The doctor took him off his cholesterol medication. He was eating better. He was eating like fishes and grilled chicken. He pretty much cut out all fast food. He cut out pop. Mm-hmm. He was drinking protein shakes in the morning. He was doing all the right things. Mm-hmm. and died of a massive heart attack out of nowhere.
Yeah. Dang. It happens.
So, I mean, I took my mom and my dad to the Pink Out the Park game that the Tigers have for Breast Cancer Awareness and Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And I looked over and I'm like, you look good. And he's like, yeah, I lost some weight. And I was like, that's awesome. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, he's 65. I got 20 more years with the guy.
Yeah.
Right. Easy. You know? Man, did that change on June 9th. Like that. So.
So you never know. That's the thing about death. You don't know, like Chris just said, and it was personal for him, you know. So my thing is this, people. I thank you ladies for inviting us here to speak about this today, because the whole purpose is about spreading awareness to all communities, not just one community. You know, like you said, your friend list might strictly just be the urban community majority, but the Caucasian community as well. It's a lot of people who don't have knowledge of life insurance. They don't know, especially immigrants. Immigrant, once you get your green card or you get that, what's the card that says you can stay, temporary visa, you can get life insurance. Don't not get it because you're a temporary resident with a visa. If you have a visa, we can cover you. Mm-hmm. If you're an immigrant, we can cover you. Get life insurance. Don't let somebody talk you out of the value of paying a smaller amount for a bigger comeback, payback. Now, another thing I want to hit on is, they say you shouldn't say it's an investment, so I didn't say that. What I'm saying is, it's a way to leave generational wealth to your children and your children's children. You know, I have a lot of churchgoers who don't have life insurance. Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ. And y'all love the Lord. Y'all love to tell people not to be sleeping around. Y'all love to tell people what to do. But y'all don't remember the verse to say a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. I'm going to repeat that because I need you to get some paper and to write that down.
Where do we find that at?
It's in Proverbs.
On. Right, right.
Okay. Which Proverbs?
Yeah. Google.
Right. Googleonomy.
Right.
Googleonomy.
So the thing is... You pick and choose what you want to do and what you want to listen to. So if you're going to be a 100% Holy Ghost filled, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen, Jesus Christ Savior, my soul, I need you to be leaving an inheritance to your children first, and then extra for your grandchildren. That is how you leave generational wealth and you change the outcome of your children's future financially. That's right. Because what it is, they can take that money. They can build a neighborhood. They can buy a house. They can start a business. They can go to college. You might be the reason the next generation might be the first generation that goes to college. It's okay to leave a blessing and an inheritance. Stop thinking just final expenses. Now, if that's all you're thinking about, I'm not mad at you, because at least you're not being a debt. But as you grow older, mature with what you're growing with, start spending your money wisely and invest in leaving a legacy. Invest in leaving generational wealth. Now, I'm going to give you a scenario. Imagine in every community, when a new child is born, 15 days after they're born, you can put a policy on that child. What if every child that was born in the community had $100,000 on them, which costs about $32.98, just to give you an idea, for a 15-day-old child, for $100,000 worth of whole life policy, never expire, rate never goes up, value never decreases. If you want to do that for your child, it's less than $30 a month for a 15-day-old child, male or female. Now, imagine this. In the community, each child that's born, parent or grandparent, because a grandparent can put a policy on a grandchild. I repeat, a grandparent can put a policy on a grandchild, but only up to $25,000, but it's better than nothing. But the thing is, what if every child that's born in the community gets that? So when, say for instance, a tragedy happens and they're 16, somebody's getting that $100,000. They turn 21, somebody's getting that $100,000. You got 10 kids. That's $100,000 for each child. So that person gets a family. They pass away. Their family gets $100,000. Each one of their childs are covered. That means it's going to trickle down a mindset. That's where the mindset of protecting your family will change. Stop being selfish, spending your money on things that mean nothing. Invest into your children's children. Leave an inheritance. Leave a mental inheritance. Leave a legacy. Grandma left us $1,000. Grandma left me an inheritance. I got $10,000. My granny passed. I got $5,000. Do that for your children and your children's children. Stop thinking about yourself and having that lobster in the barrel selfish mentality. It's time to learn how to invest. I didn't say invest in life insurance for your future.
Amen, sister.
I'm a preacher by trade too.
I got a question
from one of our viewers. Shout out to my cousin Tim. Tim Dean. Timothy.
Hey Tim.
Tim, when are you getting the policy?
All right. So he just got a new kidney. Can he get insurance?
With our company, yeah, he can. It would have to be after a certain period of time to make sure that the kidney is functioning and the body's not rejecting it. But of course, he can get life insurance. Yeah, that's not going to prevent him at all.
Okay, you hear Ray? That, Tim? Let me hear it.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Same thing with Ray.
Yep.
Same thing at his company as well. So call me.
Also, I want to touch on this because I don't know how much time we have.
6 minutes.
Okay. I want to call them same-sex couples. You can insure each other as husband and wife. Wife and wife. Husband and husband. There are no stipulations. The laws have changed. You are automatically invited to have this benefit set up for you and your family. You can insure each other as if you were a husband and wife couple. There is no difference anymore. The laws have changed. So if you're in a same-sex marriage and you don't think that you can insure your spouse and you have to get two separate policies, you don't. What you can do is be on a policy together, and we see you in our eyes as equal. So make sure that if you're in a same-sex relationship, you're insuring each other. Also, I want to hit on, because we got 5 minutes, insure your baby daddy. I'm gonna say that again. Insure your baby mama.
Insure your baby daddy and your baby mama.
Now, you know he out here doing what he doing. If he don't have a record and he qualify, get a policy on them. I lost my kid's father. He was out here in these streets, and we didn't get a dime. We had to cremate him, and we had pictures in the memorial because we couldn't afford a full funeral. So my thing is, invest into your children's future and get your baby daddy, get your baby mama a policy. You need this. And I'm saying it because I got to come to you on your level.
Like, listen to her, everybody.
I got to come to you on your level. I'm a 100% person. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm going to meet you where you are. That's what I always appreciate about the people in my life. They meet me where I am. I am not higher than you, nor am I beneath you. We're on the same level at all times. If you have a kid's father, you know he out here. He might not be paying that child support. I will set a policy up for you as long as he signed for it. You will be the beneficiary of it. So when that time comes, you will get that check for it. That's the way to get your back child support, girl.
Real talk.
Yeah.
I love her.
Right.
What you said about degree and all that, thank God for my mom just being proactive. Because, yes, I moved to New York and had $100,000 and did not have to work. Went to FIT, paid for my degree, all off of my mom just being proactive. So.
Same thing.
Yep. That's real shit.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, my mom died when I was 16 years old.
Yep.
And
paid for my wedding.
That's what took care of my degree and everything else.
Nice. Out of my money.
Whoa. See how that works? It really works.
Oh, that's awesome.
It really works. Wow.
That's real.
Wow.
Once again, testimony.
Once again, everyone, shout out to our sponsors, Cardinal Home Healthcare Group.
Oh, you got it.
Yep. The Deans. EliteShoppers.com and also Diamond Body Care. So shout out to our sponsors. Thank you for your sponsorship and for your support. And it looks like we're going to get ready to wrap things up. I would like to thank our co-host, Stephanie Harris, a.k.a. the Insurance Lady.
313-231-2813.
Bam! Shout out to Chris.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Not a problem. Thanks for joining us. And Mr. Ray.
All right. Thank you so much. I enjoyed this time here. And please get some life insurance.
Please get some life insurance, you guys. It's very, very important. Give us a call. I'm also a life insurance agent as well by trade. That's what I do 7 days a week. These two guys have me out on the field, like from sun up to sundown. I mean, I was protecting a family Sunday night until 2 a.m. I didn't go to bed until 5:45. Had to be back at work to turn in business at 8:00 a.m. So, you know, that's how important our positions are.
Well, you're so dedicated. You started to fall asleep at work, and we had to kick you out of the office.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like,
it's like Crystal, go home.
All my Red Bull on my pants, and I think somebody saw me. And
well,
I
you started to play a video, and then dozed off, and everybody was getting distracted because you were playing a video.
Yeah, it was a hot mess. You would have sworn that I had like a bunch of alcohol to drink, but I was just tired. But that's just the sacrifices that we all make. To assure that, you know, families, you know, are protected. So that's how important our jobs are. So just do it. Just call us. Get in contact with someone, you know. Anything you want to say, Jess?
It's very important. I'm a living testimony. Thank you, Mama, you know, so for being proactive and taking care of your baby. For real, for real. Nice. Life insurance.
Right. Nice. All right. So thank you so much for joining us, everyone. And we are
Closet Conversations.
Thanks for listening. Good night.
God bless.